Well, this girl at work was like,
don't say Asian.
She was singing a song. She goes, "If you don't know, now you know, nigga." And she just sang it randomly at the desk. I said, you can't say that. I said straight up, you cannot say that. Yeah. Guess what she says 2 minutes later? Oh, if you don't know, now you know, PR.
Oh my God.
Her remix was sweet though.
I said, what's going on here, bro? I had to put her up.
Go with the flow, better take time.
I'm too busy looking at the waistline.
She moves when I call, don't waste time.
Don't think too much, cause it takes life.
She got wastemen calling all day.
But you know I only move with the sharks, eh? Couple drinks on the table, the last wave had meerkats on their mind all day.
She moves like she ain't got no problem.
I was kind of broken first year uni, living off student loan, eating into me every day.
Still.
To this day.
Using one sheet of tissue to wipe my bum, and not even that Andrex tissue.
You didn't even have to tell us that. You didn't even have to.
Nah, times were hard. So, you know what? I was like, I want to stay in Colchester during that first year. So I thought, let me start looking for jobs in and around Colchester. Searched online, I saw a job for TalkTalk, a sales job. It's like, this looks interesting. I'm good at sales.
Everyone's done the sales.
You know when
team.
You apply for a job, the first thing you look at is the salary, innit?
Yeah.
I scroll down, look at the salary. Highly competitive.
No number,
nothing. But because it didn't say just competitive, it said highly competitive. I was like, yeah, cool. I'm going to apply for it. Then I read the job description. Good at mathematics. Yeah, tick. Of course. Yeah. Excellent communication. Tick.
Tick, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Black and friendly. Tick.
Black, tick.
Met all the criteria, innit? I met all the criteria. So I thought, okay, let me apply for the job. I applied for it, passed the interview, passed the telephone interview, passed the face-to-face interview.
Right.
The next thing was you go to, you have 2 days of training in the workplace. 2 days of training, intensive. Everyone's suited and booted. Everyone's shoes shiny. I was looking at these people. You see the Rolex on the wrist and that. I was like, these guys are earning peas. I was excited. I was like, yeah, peas.
Bro, if you're there with your black tracks, you're getting black Air Force Ones.
Balaclava. Knuckle duster.
Black gloves, black hat.
Black Air Forces.
I was suited and booted, innit? The training was quite intensive. Cool. Come to the third day now, I have to shadow this lady. They say we're going to different areas. They're like, you're going to, I think it's like Cambridge or somewhere like that. So I go with that lady to Cambridge. I'm like, why are we going to Cambridge? Like, I don't understand what we're doing here. She was like, basically, we're going to go to houses and then sell them TalkTalk broadband. But I was like, sell or install? Like, I was baffled. Are we installing it? Like, have you already arranged this or are we selling? They're like, yeah, we're going to knock on several doors and try to sell broadband. I was like, what is this? Door-to-door knocking stuff? Like, I don't understand what this is, bro. I was like, yeah.
The training didn't correlate, fam.
The training did not correlate. It didn't correlate.
The Rolex. You don't see the Rolex, man. Knocking on the doors, fam.
You don't see that knocking on doors. But anyway, she knocks on doors and she gets about 7 cells. And you get £25 per cell. And
you get gas from that as well.
Yeah, do the mathematics. You got £175 that day. Yeah. I was like, okay,
no
cheers.
Tax, man.
I didn't even do that math, man.
I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be eating that Indomie no more. I'm going to be eating that gourmet. You get me?
Gourmet Indomie.
Man, add some sprinkles, some prawns in there, some vegetables.
Little so egg I was like, you know what? Yeah. I was like, you know what? Cool. The next day, it's my turn to go by myself. So I'm knocking on doors by myself. Cool. I'm not getting any cells.
Why?
Then after, I get to one door and I decide to change my pitch, innit?
Yeah.
So the way my pitch was, I was like, I'm a black man, yeah? I need to not be intimidating.
Fam, buy this thing, fam!
So I was like, so I changed my pitch up. I was like, hello there, nice to meet you. My name's Emmanuel. I'm just knocking on doors around the area. I spoke to a few of the customers around the area and I've noticed the broadband speed is not great around here. And they'll be like, yeah, it's not great, actually. I was like, who are you currently using at this moment in time? They'll tell me a specific company. tell me a specific company, I'll be like, how much are you paying for that? They'll tell me like £50. I'm like, whoa, £50? Oh my gosh. I'm glad I knocked on your door today. I'll be like, I'm your savior today. I'm going to save you some money and I'm going to increase your broadband speed. How about you let me inside and let me help you today? I'm going to take a few moments of your time. And that way I managed to get into the houses.
Is that what the training technique?
That was the training. That was the ticket.
You can come into my house.
You can come into my house. I got five sales on my first day.
How much is that?
125 quid, bro. 125 quid. Jeez. Cool. Next day. I go out in the field. Zero sales. Everyone slamming the door on me. Dogs barking and oof, 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 oof.
They'll be slamming the door like, go back to Wakanda.
Don't want your clown ride, eh?
All lives matter.
I think I was a bit poor at uni.
Same.
So I needed a job, innit? So like everybody was getting these retail jobs. So I think I had applied for a few, like Hollister.
Oh, you didn't meet the requirements either, yeah?
No. I was tall enough.
So you're clapped.
Aguero!
So I had applied for a couple of jobs, yeah, and I think I got an interview at fucking River Island, yeah. And I went to the interview, was doing very well, did my rehearsals, practiced, got to the interview, and they made us do a few tasks, innit? So like,
what, like who can fold the clothes, the cookies?
Nah, it was like things like how do you dress up the mannequin and stuff.
You most definitely failed that, fam.
They've therefore dressed a mannequin in gloves or woolly hat. And that was the spring collection as well.
So it comes to the final task, yeah. And the final task is basically so simple. You go around in a circle. Everybody has to say why they deserve the job. Mm-hmm. Easy things, yeah. So I've practiced my speech and I'm using all these words that I think are fancy, like scope.
Mm, that's a nice one.
Allude. Rigmarole. So I'm thinking my speech is sick. I had looked at the people that had gone before me and I was definitely thinking I had the best speech.
Yeah, they got no
on top of that, I was one of two black people in the job interview. So I was thinking the other guy's black, but my speech has been sick. I'm definitely getting it. As soon as I get it, they meet their quota for equal opportunities.
Cool, I'm black employee.
One black employee. It's done.
They put you way at the back as well.
Stock room.
I was looking at the black guy like, sorry, but like, you're going to have to apply for a couple more jobs, innit? So then somebody goes in between us, dead, and then he goes, innit? And his speech is so sick.
He's a snake.
He uses the word catalyst. This was the first time I had heard this word.
Same.
He goes that he's a catalyst because when he's working with other people, he makes them work better.
Ooh.
That's exactly the reaction of the room. Everybody knew from soon as he said that he had got the job. So at the end of the interview, I go to the interview, I was like, listen, like, how many jobs are you actually hiring for? Like, how many vacancies do you actually have? Because
he's got one.
Yeah, I know he's got one. Are there any more spaces? I mean, I can do some stockroom stuff. If you got stockroom stuff, I don't
need a janitor, I'm there.
I can do some other things in it. So then, I can be the mannequin, I don't mind.
So like a week later, the rejection email comes. Oh. Unfortunately, you have been unsuccessful at this attempt.
Yeah.
Please feel free to apply again.
The cheat to say that.
And I will apply again. I was vexed, I was poor. I had got a little loan in it, so I thought, let me go to fucking Westfield, do some retail therapy to drown my sorrow.
Window shopping.
I walk right past River Island and I see the guy come out the store. He has his lanyard on, River Island lanyard on. So I know he got the job.
Yeah. He knew he got the job.
Show enough.
I want to give him a job now.
He took off his lanyard, put on a hoodie when he came out. And then I looked at him, he looked at me and I was like, I swear I know you. I was thinking, this dickhead, you know me. You know I was at the interview. You saw me as a rival at the interview. And I was like, yeah, we just did the interview together last week, innit? Congratulations, innit? I was trying not to be bitter, innit? And he goes to me, yeah, say for that. Unlucky though, bro. Unlucky.
Ah, you got a scoff then.
That's the real him. That's the real him, fam.
I was vexed because he's done the same thing that I wanted to do. The hood guy that pretends not to be hood for the interview and acts one way at work and acts a different way outside work. Yeah. So I start switching at him. I'm like, what? My boys start holding me back. I'm like, what? You're a catalyst, yeah? Acting as if that's his gang name or something, yeah? So then that happened. And then from every other interview after that, I was using catalyst every single time. When I moved to girls, I'm a catalyst.
Mortgage applications,
I'm a catalyst.
Man's going to use it as his proposal.
Proposal on down on one knee, I'm a catalyst.
She moves like she ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I ain't got no problem. I move, I ain't got no problem.
No problem.
Cause we ain't got no problem. We move, we ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I move, I ain't got no problem.
No problem.
We ain't got no problems, no problems, no